This is Cameron Bowden reporting for WLIW-FM from the 2024 Democratic National Convention. Former President Donald Trump has tried to disassociate himself from Project 2025, a conservative government restructuring plan that aims to drastically change the political landscape of the U.S. But DNC speakers last night weren't buying this. Saturday Night Live comedian Kenan Thompson walked out on the stage with a prop, an extra-large fake book titled Project 2025.
You ever seen a document that could kill a small animal and democracy at the same time?
The crowd could not stop laughing. The keynote speaker Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate, also made reference to Donald Trump's connection to Project 2025 in his closing speech.
They spent a lot of time pretending they know nothing about this. But look, I coached high school football long enough to know, and trust me on this, when somebody takes the time to draw up a playbook, they're going to use it.
On the last night of this convention, more speakers are likely going to continue to push this narrative that Trump or his close associates are leading Project 2025. This is Cameron Bowden reporting from the Democratic National Convention for WLIW-FM.
This is Kenny Foreman reporting for WLIW-FM from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. It's the last day of the convention, and possibly the most important night, as delegates here and many more tune in online to hear from Kamala Harris. For those who missed last night's big moments, here's a recap. The theme of Day 3 was a fight for our freedoms, and celebrity speeches included Oprah Winfrey, Mindy Kaling, and Kenan Thompson, as well as Stevie Wonder and John Legend. When Kamala Harris's running mate, Governor Tim Walz, finally took the stage, he was a force to hear.
Kamala Harris is tough. Kamala Harris is experienced, and Kamala Harris is ready.
Before Harris speaks tonight, more speakers will take the stage, including Arizona Senator Mark Kelly and his wife, Gabby Giffords. This is Kenny Foreman reporting from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago for WLIW-FM.